Welcome to day three of the Find Your Missing Hour Challenge audio experience. It's Abigail here with your daily pep talk. I'm so excited we are getting to spend these 7 days together. As you track your time, observe your habits, and collect data that you will be able to use to reprioritize things and create your dream schedule. How is the tracking going? Somebody once told me that you needed to do the things that you are now noticing yourself doing. Family, teachers, preachers, society, some of what you've lived and learned up to this point in your life has been helpful. And some of it is now just old programming that's ready for an upgrade. Like we talked about yesterday, every day of this challenge, you'll notice something new, a person, a belief, a habit, an activity that you've been doing day in, day out. It's been normal up until now, but now you see it and it's going to be hard to unsee it. Because now you'll realize how much time it's been stealing from you. Now you're ready to let it go. Now you're ready for something new. But in this process, it's normal to get angry about it. It's normal to feel frustrated about it. It's normal to be embarrassed about it. But like the quote reminds us, you can't change what you don't notice. Please don't beat yourself up for this realization. Be grateful that you finally can see what you couldn't until now. And read my book for more about the time auditing part of the five-step process for turning your time into productivity. You will find this extra hour a day and you will create changes that are sustainable. Keep taking the steps, keep tracking your time, keep being kind to yourself, please. Keep trusting the process. You need more data to create meaningful change. You are amazing. Keep tracking, keep going. Speak tomorrow, and don't forget, it's your time.